the blacksmith?"
"Oh, no," answered the man. "The horse can very well hold out for a couple more miles that remain. I am in a big hurry."
So he continued on, but before long the horse began to limp. It had not limped long before it began to stumble, and it had not stumbled long before it fell down and broke its leg. The merchant was forced to leave the horse where it was, unbuckle the trunk, take it on its back.